Around the world, women often look to Sweden as a model of gender equality. The country's childcare and parental leave provisions are among the most generous in the world. And feminism is a selling point in most political parties' platforms. But earlier this month, a commission reported that the government's equality policies had fallen short of their goals. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
It's a warm summer day in the small town of Töreboda in rural Sweden. Pleasure boats are plying the Göta Canal, and on the bank, a 3-year-old boy snuggles in the arms of his father. The father is Mattias Friberg, a welder.
Every day. After I stop working at 4 o'clock, and then I get him from the dogis.
Preschool.
Yeah, and then I spend the rest of the two seasons got to sleep.
That makes it possible for his wife to work the evening shift at her job. On the street, it's normal to see men pushing strollers or carrying shopping bags. Men increasingly interrupt their careers to stay home with their children. Sweden has gone further than practically any other country in legislating sexual equality. It's passed laws prohibiting violence against women, mandating equal pay for men and women in similar jobs, and the Justice Minister is drawing up a new law requiring large companies to make their boards 40% female. But recently, the Swedish man has come under attack.
Disse grymme ritualene der fostre tas ut, parteres, offres.
The latest salvo came last May in a television documentary called The Gender War. A reporter interviewed Irene von Wachenfeld, the head of the National Network of Shelters for Battered Women, which is a government institution. She agreed with the statement that men are animals, triggering a national debate. Even among moderate feminists, there's a sense of frustration. Lotten Sunna is a board member of Feminist Initiative, a new women's movement.
Well, we have come far, but that has also led to false belief that we have reached equality. And, as a result of that, you know, things are also starting to back up again. The wage gap is opening up. Domestic violence is on the increase. Rape is on increase.
Indeed, the government estimates that women earn on average 71% of what men earn, while executive women are hitting the same glass ceiling as in other countries. Some studies have shown increases in violence against women. Rebecca Edgren is an editor at Mama Magazine, a 2-year-old publication for Swedish mothers. She says the men are animals debate was really about a new way of thinking among feminists. She says they now believe that women have done all they can to become emancipated.
When the feminists started to look at men instead of women, because no one thinks that men are animal or are bad by nature, but what is it with men and their... What is it when we bring them up? When we, what do they learn in school? What do they learn from society, from movies, from commercials? When feminists started looking at men, a lot of men got upset.
But Edgren says that many Swedish women are pulling out of the job market because they simply can't cope with all the demands on them. Feminist Initiative was formed earlier this year by a number of prominent feminists. They include Gudrun Schumann, who used to head the former Communist Party, and Ebba Witt-Brattström, a well-known academic. Board member Lotten Sunna.
Well, in the long term, the greatest success we would have is that we sit down and say, okay, we dissolve Feminist Initiative because we're not needed anymore.
In the short term, she says, the goal is to win enough seats in next year's parliamentary elections to put women's issues high on the political agenda. But 45% of parliament members are women. Even the male prime minister, Göran Persson, has labeled himself a feminist. Hanna Schöller, a columnist for the newspaper Dagens Nyheter, says the term has lost its meaning here.
It's a kind of fashion word nowadays. I think you find it very hard to be a politician without saying you're a feminist. But that doesn't mean you are a feminist.
The ruling Social Democrats are worried because its leaders see women as a potential swing vote. The party's chairwoman, Marita Ulvskog, has warned that Feminist Initiative could win enough votes to cause the Social Democrats to lose next year's election. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.